ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಮಾಗರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ಬಿತ್ತ ಬಂಧುಸು ಮಾಗರ ಮಾಗರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ಬಿತ್ತ ಬಂಧುಸು ಸಂಗಯ್ಯ ದಿಶ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನಃ ಜಹ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತುಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನತತೆ ಸಾರಿ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನತೆ ನತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಮಾಗರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ಬಿತ್ತ ಬಂಧುಸು ಸಂಗೋಯ್ಯ ದಿಶ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನಃ ಜಹ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತುಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನ್ನತೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಮಾಗರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ಬಿತ್ತ ಬಂಧುಸು ಸಂಗೋಯ್ಯ ದಿಶ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನಃ ಜಹ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತುಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನ್ನತೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಪ್ಲಿಚ್ಯಂಟ್ ಸಂಗೋಯ್ಯ ದಿಶ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನಃ ಯದ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತಿಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನ್ನ ತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಮಾಗಾರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ಬಿತ್ತ ಬಂಧುಸು ಸಂಗೋಯ್ಯ ದಿಶ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನಃ ಜಹ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತಿಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನ್ನ ತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಮಾಗಾರ ದಾರಾತ್ಮಜ ವಿಂತ ಸಂಗ ಯತ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಶು ನತ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವೃತ್ಯಾ ಪರಿತಿಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮವಾನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧತ್ಯ ಅದುರಾನ್ನ ತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಮತಜಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಮಾ ನಟ್ ಅಗಾರ ಹೌಸ್ ದಾರ wife, atmaja, children, bitta, bank balance, bandhusu, among friends and relatives, sangaha, association or attachment, yadi, if, syat, there must be, bhagavat priyesu, among persons to whom the supreme personality of Godhead is very dear, naha, of us, jaha, anyone who, prana vritya, by the bare necessities of life, paritushtaha, satisfied, atmavan, who has controlled his mind and realized his self. Siddhyati, becomes successful. Adurat, very soon. Na, not. Tatha, so much. Indriya Priyaha, a person attached to sense gratification. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life, consisting of home, wife, children, friends, bank balance, relatives and so on. If we do have some attachment, let it be for devotees, whose only dear friend is Krishna. A person who is actually self-realized and who has controlled his mind is perfectly satisfied with the bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. Purport. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to explain the duty of a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he immediately said, Asat Sangat Tyagai Vaishnava Achar. The first business of a Vaishnava is to give up the association of persons who are not devotees of Krishna and who are too attached to material things, wife, children, bank balance and so on. Prahlad Maharaj also prays to the personality of Godhead that he may avoid the association of non-devotees attached to the materialistic way of life. If he must be attached to someone, he prays to be attached only to a devotee. A devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing the demands of the sense for gratification. The senses for gratification. Of course, as long as one is in this material world, one must have a material body and it must be maintained for executing devotional service. The body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna Prasad, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26. Patram puspam phalam toyam jome bhaktya prayatsati tadaham bhaktya pahrutam asnati prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotees should eat as simply as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase and the senses, being very strong, will soon require more and more material enjoyment. Then the real business of life to advance in Krishna consciousness will stop. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakhirun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Mancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Magara daratmaja vitta bandhusu sango yadisyat bhagavat priyesunaha jahaprana vrittya paritusht atmaban siddhyatya aduran natathandriya priyaha. My dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life consisting of home, wife, children, friends, bank balance, relatives and so on. If we do have some attachment, let it be for devotees, whose only dear friend is Krishna. A person who is actually self-realized and who has controlled his mind is perfectly satisfied with the bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. Hare Krishna. So before speaking such elevated topics on Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to have the blessings of all the devotees present here. Please bless me by which I can glorify for my own purification and I can serve you in this way. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter is known as the residence of Jambudipa first prayers. This is actually prayers by the residence of Jambudipa. So this is also a very wonderful prayer. So I would like to discuss something about prayer and then I will go on this translation and purport. Whatever I have understood, I have heard from the devotees, I will explain. So prayer, there are nine processes of devotional service. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Nine processes are there. And one can do one and one can, you know, do all the nine devotional service. By doing one also, one can fulfill his, you know, the mission of his human life. Just like Sukadeva Goswami, he just, you know, narrated Srimad Bhagavatam. He did the Kirtan. And Parikita Maharaj, he just had Sravanam. And in that only one way, they went back to Godhead. Also you can see the Ambarish Maharaj. He had done all nine processes. In this way, one can do one process or all other processes, no problem. These are the nine processes of devotional service. So amongst them, the Vandanam, the English meaning of Vandanam, Sanskrit word is prayer. So prayer is very, you know, important aspects of in a devotee's life. Just like once Srila Prabhupada, he told to his devotees that you may fall down, but I will not fall down. He told like this. Then devotees thought something, okay, Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Lord, he will not fall down. So once Srila Prabhupada was praying to the Lord, then the devotees, they have this inquisitiveness. Why Srila Prabhupada is praying? What he is praying? We should learn. Then he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what do you have prayed to the Lord? Then Srila Prabhupada told, I pray to the Lord, O Lord, please, you know, don't make me fall down. Then devotees become very, you know, amazed. Once Prabhupada told that he will never fall down, but now he is saying that, praying to the Lord, that I will not, O Lord, please bless me by which I will not fall down. So then asked, it is a actual controversial thing, you know, contradictory thing. He is saying that I will not fall down, at the same time he is saying that I am praying to the Lord, that O Lord, you know, don't make me fall down. So then Srila Prabhupada answered in a very wonderful way. He told that I am praying for that cause I can, you know, give you the my, you know, certainty that I will not fall down. This is the way. So we should pray. By praying to the Lord, we will get the blessings of Lord. We can pray to the devotees also. By their blessings, we will not fall down. So that is the way. So we can see Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he has written also so many prayers. Amongst them, the most and very wonderful prayer is Markine Bhagavata Dharma. Markine means the Western world. Bhagavata Dharma. So in that song, actually all the you know, the poem is all are prayers. Amongst them, one very famous prayer is Bhakti Nahi Veda Nahi Name Khuba Vada. Bhakti Vedanta Nama Eve Sarthaka Kara. Prabhupada is saying, Bhakti Nahi Veda Nahi. I don't have devotion. And Veda Nahi. I don't have any knowledge about the Shastras. Name Khub Bada. He is saying that my name is very great. Bhakti Vedanta. He is saying that I don't have Bhakti, I don't have the knowledge of Vedanta, but my name is Bhakti Vedanta. Name Khub Bada. I am very big in my name. Bhakti Vedanta Nama Eve Sarthakara. Oh my Lord, you have brought me here. So you should, you know, Whatever purpose behind it you have brought me here, you should fulfill that through me. I don't have any power. In this way he is praying. And by his prayer you see the ISKCON. Actually he prayed when he was going in the boat, the Jaladuta steamship. That time he had written this song, this poem. But after that you see around the world 108 temples, so many farmhouses, thousands of devotees. What is the cause? What is the real cause behind it? Cause is Srila Prabhupada prayed. Srila Prabhupada prayed for us also. For that cause we are here. So wonderful temple, you know, gigantic temple, and Mayapur also coming, very big temple. All these are, you know, these are possible only by the prayers of the Srila Prabhupada. By the prayers of a pure devotee, impossible can happen. Nothing can, you know, impossible for a pure devotee and for the Lord. Then in Shastra, we are having this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, full of prayers. Kunti Devi's prayer is there. Then Bhishma Deva's prayer is there. In this way, Dhruva Maharaj's prayer is there. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer is there. Prayers are full of prayers. So we should practice some prayers. Prayers should not be imitated, you know, just, you know, ritualistic way, which, you know, some verses are there, here, coming before the Lord and praying. It should be from heart. Sincere desire should be there. And Gajendra Stotra is there, very famous prayer. Gajendra, he was, you know, verge of death. The crocodile, he has caught the feet of Gajendra. And that time he was praying. That time you see, you just think the situation. He is not just, you know, in a ritualistic way, you have to just pray, so I am praying. He is not doing like that. He is just praying, "Oh my Lord, please save me." In this way, we are all in the situation of Gajendra. How? You are realizing that? That realization should come. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. A devotee always see, always think that how this janma mrityu jara vyadhi is, you know, affecting me. How janma is there, you know, I have to take bath again. Mrityu is there. All other may not be happen in our life, but mrityu, it will come sure. The astrologer, you know, if he will show your hand to an astrologer, he can say so many things, may be wrong, but death will come. One day death will come. May not be according to his date that after 80 years or 70 years, but it will come one day. So, it is the, you know, the must thing, the certainty is there, or death is there. So one day it will come. Maybe after 1 hour, maybe after one day, maybe after 1 year, but it will come. In this way, we all are in the situation of Gajendra. So we should pray just like Gajendra. Gajendra actually before his life, na, previous life he was a king, Raja Indra Dimna. And he practiced all the prayers. And when he got this, you know, the in the crocodile's jaws, that time he just remembered and he prayed to the Lord. And by his prayer, he went to back to Godhead. And we can see the power of prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. Such a small boy. He prayed and Hiranyakashipu, just like, you know, the demon who actually terrorized whole universe. You know? And by the prayer of Prahlad, the Lord himself, he appeared and killed Hiranyakashipu. But if you compare this Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj is nothing, you know, very tiny in front of. So, by praying we can get so much blessing, so much power to advance in Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. We have to pray and pray and pray. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is categorized in three different ways. Sattva-guna, Raja-guna, Tama-guna. You can see the food is there. What is Sattva-guna food? Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Food is there, water is there. Also, the varnas are there. In this way, all are categorized in three modes of nature. So in this way, this prayer also it is categorized in three modes of nature. There is prayer in the mode of goodness, there is prayer in the mode of passion, and there is prayer in the mode of ignorance. Mode of ignorance prayer is like this Hiranyakashipu and Ravan. They also prayed. To whom they prayed? They prayed to Brahma. Hiranyakashipu, when he was doing the tapasya, and when Brahma appeared, he was praying to Brahma. What he is praying? He is praying that, O Brahma, please give me power by which I will just, you know, terrorize the whole world. I will have all the power. I will be the king of whole universe. You know, I will give all types of impediments to this, that. So many things he is praying. So in this way, this prayer is in the mode of ignorance. Ravana also like that. Also nowadays, these terrorists, they also go to the mosque. They go to the church and they pray to the Lord. Now I am going to, you know, put this bomb, this suicidal bomb, or this grenade there, it should be, you know, there should be no hindrance to it. In this way they are praying and they are getting the, they are killing the people. So this prayer are in the mode of ignorance. And another category is mode of passion. Mode of passion is dhanam dehi, janam dehi, rupapati bharjyam dehi. You know, people are going to temple, Ganapati temple, they are going to Hanuman temple, Shivaji temple. Also sometimes they are coming in front of Radha Rasbihari. Also they are praying that, oh Lord, please give me this, that. So many things they are praying. So these are all mode of passion. And next is mode of goodness prayer. Prayer in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness prayer is, you know, praying to the Lord for peace, for the welfare of others. The example is like Mother Teresa. When he saw in Kali Gali in Calcutta, the leprosy people, they are, you know, dying there. They are getting so much pain. That time he prayed to the Lord. Oh God, please give me power by which I can serve these people and I can make them happy. And we can see how he actually served all the leprosy people and he got the Nobel Prize also. But in Gita, Krishna says, Traguna Vishaveda Nistraguna Bhavarjuna. One should go above these three modes. And that is the transcendental stage. So there is prayer also in the mode of transcendental. In the mode of transcendental, a person, he prays nothing for himself, nothing any material benefits. He prays only for the spiritual benefit. Actually, prayer is, there are four elements in a prayer. In prayer, we can see, analyze, like the best prayer is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikhashtakam. There are four elements in a prayer. First is, in a prayer, there is a glorification of the Lord. The Lord, how He is great. It is very wonderful, it is glorified in that prayer. And the appreciating the mercy of the Lord, it is there in one of prayer. So this, the first element of a prayer is the glorification of the Lord. In Sikhyashtakam, the first verse is what? Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamahadavagni nirbapanam shreyaha karyava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhujivanam anandamudivardhanam pratipadam punnamrutaswadam sarvatma snapanam param vijayata Sri Krishna Sankirtam. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying behalf of us that, O Lord, that cheto darpanam arjanam. He is glorifying the Lord. How? Cheto darpanam arjanam. By chanting the holy name of Lord, once mind will be cleansed. The heart will be cleansed. चेत दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापण, ऑल द फायर ऑफ दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड विल गो अवे. He is saying there. In this way he was, and last point he is saying that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He is saying that all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sankirtan and Lord, there is no difference. So he is glorifying the Lord. So this is one element, that there should be in prayer, there is the glorification of the Lord. There is the appreciation of the mercy of the Lord. This is the first element. And the second element is humility, gratitude. Unless until there is humility or gratitude in your prayer, even in your life also, you can't achieve much success in your life. Even in the materialistic way also. What to speak of spiritual life? In spiritual life, this humility, humbleness, and feeling gratefulness to the devotees, to the Lord, it is very necessary. Without that, we can't go much ahead in spiritual life. We can go some years, but a point will come, after that you can't go ahead. So always one should feel the gratefulness to the devotees, to the Lord also. Because you see, everything is given by the Lord. We are actually become totally enemy to the Lord. We become totally, you know, envious of Lord. For that cause we are here. Once Prabhupada was telling to the disciples that you are having this material body for it proves that you become envious to the Krishna. For that cause you are having this material body. So for that cause we are here. We become very envious to the Lord. We become very inimical to the Lord. For that cause Lord put us here in this material world. So the point is that Lord put here, also He is supplying everything. You know, He is giving air, He is giving water, He is supplying very wonderful Mahaprasadam. He has supplied so many devotees also. By associating them, we are getting the enthusiasm how to advance in spiritual life. You think about without devotees, how we can, you know, there is no chance to come also to this movement also. Someone came to movement by getting a book. How one gets a book? By air or by devotee? A devotee priest, for that cause he got the book. And after reading the book, if some doubt is there, a devotee is there, he is clarifying the doubt. So in this way, we are totally grateful to the Lord. These are also some positive things. Also sometimes some negative things comes in your life. Just like we, you know, got some problem in your life. Maybe health, maybe in your, you know, family, we got some very dangerous things. So that time we should feel also gratefulness. One can think that, oh, you know, I am getting so many things. Lord is supplying wonderful prasadam, wonderful temple, good things. Yes, I can become grateful. But when there is some, you know, like drastic thing, some difficulties in my life, how I can become grateful to the Lord? But one should become grateful. And that is the actually attitude of a devotee. There is a very wonderful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that Padidat Vidadhan Tatte Anukampam Susamiksamanam Bhunjana Evam Krutam Vipakam. In this verse, the devotee is praying that, O my Lord, I may have getting this, you know, so much disturbance, so much difficulties in my life, but I can think that all these difficulties are nothing in comparison to what should I get. You know, what I have done in my previous lifetime, I should get much more difficulties, much more pains in my life. But you are so, you know, full of blessings to me, that you are giving very less. Just like the example we can give, if by your sinful activities, the result is that your hands should be cut. But when you are this devotional principle, you are accepting this and you are doing the devotional service, your very small fraction of your finger will go away. So in this way, we are benefited. Instead of cutting our hand, we are cutting very little. So is not mercy of the Lord? So it is also mercy of the Lord. So in this way we should be very, very grateful to the Lord. And one who will become very grateful to the Lord, then it is there. He will sure go to back to God. In that verse, in the last line, it is mentioned that he will become the real heir of the Supreme Lord. He can go back to God. So in this way, one should pray in the mood of humility and full of gratefulness. So in Sikhashtakam we can see the next verse, it is that Namnam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Sakti Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarana Nakala Etadrisi Tabakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdevam Idrusim Ihajani Nanuraga. Durdevam Idrusim Ihajani Nanuraga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying that all the powers you have given in this name, but I don't have any, attraction to chant your holy name. In this way, he was feeling very, meek, humble. So this is one element of prayer. Also, the next verse is Trunadapi Sunichena Tarori Basaisuna Manina Manadena Kirtanya Sadhari. So he is saying that, one should become very, very humble. One should be very tolerant than a tree, and very humble than a blade of grass. In this way, this is the one element. And number third element is benediction. One prays to the Lord for some benediction. That is another element of a prayer. One should pray for the spiritual benefit. Before I mentioned that one should not pray for the material things. Because whatever is, we are going to get in this lifetime, the material things, it is already destined. You can try harder, 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 but you can't get those things. If in your destiny it is there, you will become a lakhpati. If you will try day and night, but you can't become a crorepati. It is impossible. But spiritual life, advancement of spiritual life, it is different. You can go ahead by praying to the Lord. But material life, it is not possible. So, one should pray to the Lord for spiritual benefit. And that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The teachings is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, ma jagadisha kame, mama janmani, janmanishwari, bhavatad bhakti rahit. Na dhanam, I don't want any wealth. What does it mean? That one is working in an office, if he will say to the boss that I don't want any money, then what will happen? Actually, meaning is, I don't want much money, more than necessary. People are day and night they are struggling for, want money, 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 nothing. They only think of money. In night also they think of money. There is a very wonderful saying, money, 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 sweeter than, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Those materialistic people, they are thinking that this money is, brighter than sunshine also for them, and sweeter than honey also. So, one should not try, to acquire much more money. Then it will become like atyahar. Atyahar, if you eat, more, above your neck, what will happen? You can't walk also. And one can die also. So in this way one should not try for, you know, much, much. You can see, you know, just like 2-3 days, one person, he was having 600 crores of rupees. And one person came and shoot him. And now, where is he? And where is his money? So if you are having much money, you know, so many enemies will be attracted to you and they will kill you. So, as we are the devotees of Lord, and one should not, you know, hanker after much, much, you know, money. So, what will happen, that will happen. What much one will get one's lifetime, he will get. But one should not, you know, much more hanker behind these things. Especially, you know, the devotees. And he is praying, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamam Visame Bhavambhudau Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sthita Dhuli Sadrusam Vichintaya Nayanam Galadasrudharaya Badanam Gadagada Rudhaya Gira Pularke Nichitam Vapu Kadatavana. All these actually all next 8, up to 8, all are benediction. He is praying to the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, please give me this, you know, how my, there will be tears in my eye when I will chant your name. And he is praying that Badanam Gadagada Rudhayagira, you know, my speech will be very, he is saying that voice will be choked up. In this way he was praying and praying. He is praying to the Lord for benediction. So this is the third element. Number one is glorification of the Lord. Number two is humility, humbleness or gratitude. And number three, third is for benediction. And the fourth is forgiveness for offenses. This is the fourth element of a prayer. A devotee prayed to the Lord that, O my Lord, please forgive me because I have done so much offenses to you and to your devotees also. That is the last element in a prayer. So in this way, very wonderfully it is in Sikhyashtakam, it is three elements are there. And the fourth element you can get from different devotees' prayers. So now it is, so I will little discuss about another point. So in this purport, actually Srila Prabhupada is saying in translation, by associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda, my dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life. You see, here he is praying for benediction. That I will not have the attraction for the family of prison life. He is saying here, the residents of Jambudvipa, they are saying, the family is like a, family life is like a prison. What does it mean? Prison means there is no any independence. Always you are on the eyes of the guards. You can do whatever you like. So this family life is just like prison. Actually family life also, our devotees, grihastha devotees, they are having also, you know, they are having the family life. But here what family life is spoken about, it is different. There are two things, two types of grihastha ashram. One is grihastha ashram, another is griha medhi ashram. Grihastha ashram means their center point is Krishna. And in griha medhi, their center of all activities is sense gratification, nothing else. Whatever they are doing, only for sense gratification, for their senses and for their family, you know, members' sense gratification. They are doing everything. And their aim is, you know, to how to acquire money, wealth, good home, bank balance, everything. All these are here in the prayer. So there are two, categories. One is Grihamedi, another is Grihastha. Grihamedi, very wonderfully, in Bhagavatam it is explained, you know, how these Grihamedis, they are getting the troubles in this lifetime also, in the next lifetime. Whereas the Grihasthas, they are happy in this lifetime, also they will be happy in their next lifetime. So in Bhagavatam, there are some verses speaking about, how the Grihamedis, they are working. Nidraya hiryate naktam vyavayena chavavayam divacha arthebhya rajan kutumba bharanenva. Nidraya hiryate naktam. They are passing their night only on sleeping, nothing else. Sleeping and dreaming. And the day they are working. There is no time for them to chant the holy name, to read Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a very wonderful article by Srila Prabhupada when he was distributing the, Back to Godhead in New Delhi before starting this movement. Very wonderful article. No time. So people, they don't have time. They are having time for seeing the TV, for watching TV, watching movies, for watching cricket, so many things they are having. But if you ask them, please come to ISKCON temple, we are having very wonderful program on Sunday, they'll tell that we don't have time. Once there is a very wonderful story, it is spoken by His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj, that there are two friends. One friend is a devotee, and the other friend, he was not a devotee. But the devotee's business is to preach to his friend to become a devotee. It's the business of a devotee. Because he is getting so much bliss in his life by doing this devotional service, chanting and dancing, he always thinks that how may all other associated members, they will become happy also. So in this way, that devotee was preaching to the friend that, there is a sadhu, other side of this, the Ganga Nadi is there, other side of Ganga Nadi in Mayapur. Please come, let us go there and meet the sadhu. And the friend, he was materialistic person. He was denying. He is saying that, no, I am having this work, I am having that work. In this way he was saying. And he was telling also, okay, actually there is some, the devotee friend, he was insisting him that no, you should come. One day he was insisting that you should come, you must come. Then that day he told, okay, I'll go. Then they are going in the boat and I forgot. He made a plan that he is not coming to meet the sadhu. If I will give some material benefit to him, I will tell, he'll come. And he told that there is a very jatra theater in the other side of this Ganga. You are coming? He told, okay, we will go. Then next day they actually went, and in the middle of the river, he just going to ride the boat, somehow or other the materialistic friend, he knew that the devotee friend is taking him not for theater, to meet the sadhu. Then that time he was telling, if I will ride the boat, then I will feel the headache will come, I can't ride the boat. In this way he was giving the clue that I will not go. And again he was saying, to make him understand, the devotee friend, okay, now the river, there is so much water, we can't go because headache will come. When the summer days will come, then it will be totally dried up, then that time we'll go. And that time the devotee was thinking in his mind that, you see, in the summer days there will be much more water, because due to summer, the ice, they will be, It will be liquefied, melted, and it will come more, much more water will come in the Ganga. And he was saying that it will, when it will be dried up, then we will go. So in this he was thinking that how these materialist persons, you know, they don't have time. They are having time for other things, but they don't have time for spiritual benefits. But the devotees, they are having always time for spiritual things, but they don't have time for material things. Okay, now our time is over. I'll end here. So, is there any questions or comments? You can. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Gees, Srila Prabhupada Gees, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.